Window 10 is the Great East Window, or Jesser Window, which was completed in 1499 and was installed in the Great Chancel of by the Reverend Robert Frost. The window shows how Jesus is descended from Jesse, the father of David, as told in the Old Testament and in the books of Isaiah and Revelation. Contrary to modern-day family trees. In a Jesse window, Jesse is traditionally placed at the bottom centre, with the tree growing from his chest. The branches and his descendants grow upwards towards Christ. Jesse windows were very popular during the medieval period, often described as poor man's Bible. For those that could not read, the window taught the congregation about Jesus' ancestors and their stories. In this Jesse window, the glass is thought to have been made by highly skilled Flemish, French and Belgian craftsmen. Around half of the original medieval glass now survives, with much thought to have been destroyed in the mid-1600s. During the Civil War, the panels containing the images of Jesse, David and Solomon were recreated by Burleson and Grills in 1879 using historic designs and colour references.
In the top of the window there are the three choirs of angels, the figures of St Anne and the Virgin, St Nicholas and a bishop. It is thought that the portraits shown in the bottom line of the window are Lord and Lady Saville. Four coats of arms are shown which show the possible donor and church connections to the window and church. Saville and Thornhill in quarters, Saville and Paston, Frost and Rotherham, Archbishop of York. The Jesse window was removed during the World War II and stored in Coombs Pit. In 1977 the window was removed, this time for essential restoration work carried out by Jonathan Cook at the Keith Barley Studios. Now please make your way to the Saville Chapel.